The Successful Micropreneur podcast is sponsored by YMT Consultants, a microbusiness consulting firm.
Thank you for joining the Successful Micropreneur podcast. My name is Mary McCarthy, and I am the owner of YMT Consultants and your host. Every once in a while, we invite a guest onto the show to share their story. Today, we are joined by co-host Sharon DeLay. Sharon, hi.
Hi, Mary.
And we are talking with Roshan Malwani, owner of Sam's Tailors. Sam's Tailors is legendary in Hong Kong, the home of the 24-hour suit. So, Roshan, thanks for joining us.
I'm so delighted to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, we really appreciate it, especially since it's afternoon for us, but it's really early morning for you.
I'm an early bird, so I love my morning. The early bird catches the worm. I'm always ahead of everyone's curve, so this is another great thing to add to my adventure.
Well, how nice. We're thrilled to be a part of something new. So Sam's Tailor, your company, has been in your family for quite some time. You're actually the third generation in your family to be in the business. So what has been your greatest challenge working with multiple generations in the business?
I think the greatest challenge stems from working with both my father and uncle, who are, you know, stalwarts of my business. But the generation gap is absolutely gigantic. It's huge. And over the past 19 years, I haven't been able to claw any of that gap back. Over the past 19 years, especially in the last few years, I've realized that there's no way to scale that gap. There's no way to bridge that gap. There's no way to lessen that gap. So I sort of just matured a little bit and stopped throwing my toys out of the pram, and slowly, quietly, but assuredly and methodically rebuilt the business in my persona. Because all businesses need to evolve. You can't stay in place. What worked for you in the 70s and 80s and 90s is definitely not going to work for you now, because your audience is completely different.
Right.
The people are different, and their needs are different. So instead of fighting them and, you know, forcing different methods, I sort of just continued working in according to my own ethos and mantra, and ignored their vitriol at times and negativity, and sort of steered the business into a slightly different direction without changing our core product. I had to make sure that I connect with my clients nowadays. You know, people are no longer coming to us to buy suits just because Bill Clinton and George Bush bought suits from us. And I don't say that with any disrespect, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
In the 70s, 80s, and 90s, people were flying to us because every A-list celebrity was buying suits from us. But in the last 20 years, you know, the I generation, they're not interested in celebrities who have bought suits from us. They're interested in what we can do for them.
Right.
So I think that was the greatest challenge. And I think in the last few years, I've overcome that very well.
That's wonderful.
I think that is probably a really good message for all of our business owners on here to hear, who are in family businesses as well, as the younger generations try to come in and force change upon the other generations still in the business. So I think that's great advice, Roshan. Thank you.
Yeah, I think if you're going to force change, you're going to fail. And I did fail, and I failed over and over and over again. I think you need to lead change.
Oh, okay? Good point.
And all leaders are challenged, they're attacked, they're abused from head on, from the side, from behind. But if you want change, you need to lead change, and you need to stay true to yourself and keep moving forward without ruffling other people's feathers. And that's how you win.
Well, you said that you tried to force some change on the family and it didn't go well, but you're known now for the 24-hour suit, not just for the celebrities that visit you. So was it always that way?
Sure.
Did it evolve into that? Or how did that happen, and why did it happen?
Well, we are the creator, the inventor of the 24-hour suit. And the secret behind the 24-hour suit is it's not magic, it's bodies. It's getting a huge amount of people behind the client, a huge amount of people behind the product. And that's all it is. And in this day and age, what's more difficult for me to keep maintaining this 24-hour suit is that you just don't have the large pool, the large labor pool, the large skilled labor pool that are able to put together a great suit. Okay, there's just not enough bodies around with that sort of talent. So the challenge for me has been retaining, finding, poaching, and grooming that talent, and enough of it to get enough bodies behind each and every 24-hour suit to suffice the demand for it.
Right.
And every day, multiple people show up from anywhere in the world, and they demand a 24-hour suit, and it's got to be a perfect suit. It can't be, you know, some piece of garbage that I just put together. You know what I mean? It's got to be amazing. And you know, I thrive on speed, and so does my team. And, you know, when people come up and say, look, we've got 4 days, 5 days, don't rush it, I'm like, no, we need to rush it. And it's not rush. It's not a rush. We are not rushing. This is what we do. This is our forte. If you tell us, you know, it's Monday and, you know, you're leaving on Friday, don't tell us that. Don't tell my team that, because they're going to put your stuff down. They're not going to start work till Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to move on to something else. You know what I mean? We are so attuned to speed and perfection that, you know, our process works by getting a huge amount of very skilled bodies behind each and every one's suit. And not churning them out, because we're not churning them out. We are artisans. We just share the work and share the work very well.
Even on the other side of the world, you guys are experiencing the exact same things that we're experiencing over here with finding talent, retaining talent, getting the skill set, keeping them engaged, and getting work done. So it's interesting. So Mary, I know you had another question.
So one of the things that you had talked with Sharon about was having a simple plan. Give the client what they want, even when they don't know it themselves. So I started hearing you talk about that a little bit about not listening necessarily to the customer says, don't worry about it, we've got time. You've got your plan. So I heard a lot of process, a lot of procedures, and a lot of focus in order to always keep things moving forward in order to hit the 24 hours. So how do you do that? How do you keep everything focused, everything constantly moving forward, especially if you are struggling sometimes with hiring?
That's why I get the big bucks, you know what I'm saying? That's why I've inherited this position. I'm forced by inheritance, okay? That's why those around me in my generation, just ran away, you know what I mean? Believe me, till today, my father and uncle want to share the wealth. They want other ones, and they don't trust me to have it all, you know what I mean? It's their tree that they've built, and they're scared of me that I'm gonna tear it down because I'm a bit of a freak. But that's why I am the perfect guy for the job, because I am the maestro, okay? And it's very difficult to explain to you over, you know, a medium like this what I do. You know, you need to be in my shop to see me work my magic. You know what I'm saying? I'm the composer. I've taken the best traits of my father and my uncle, okay, and combined them with my traits, and over time remove my temper. And when I say temper, I don't mean that I have a bad temper. I mean that when you're young, when you're fresh, and I don't mean young by age, when you're a novice, things irk you and you can get upset. And your team doesn't want you to be upset. Your team needs you to be the leader. They need you to be Superman. They need you to be the gladiator. Okay? When you come to my shop, it's craziness. I mean, there's 30 clients.
It looks like it from the video.
And there's 50 tailors and 15 consultants. Okay? So let's say there's 30 clients, 50 tailors, and 15 consultants. Okay? That's 95 people running up and down. And it's my job to make sure that it doesn't look chaotic, because that will scare people away. And that's what I do. And that's what I do really, 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 really well. I don't want my arrogance or anything to shine through when I say this. I mean, you ask a question, I give you an answer. I just have developed the knack of bringing this all together. I know which clients to pair with which consultant. I know which clients to pair with which tailor. That comes from 19 years of being on the job every single day. And that's one of the secrets of my success when it comes to managing my business, managing my team, managing my clientele. My team always turn to me and they say, boss, who do we pair with? And first and foremost, I will say, who do you want?
You have great videos on your website that really kind of show that. So I watched a number of them. They were really fun to watch.
You saw, I'm glad you liked them.
I did see him, and I looked at a lot of his different media and coverage and some of his news articles, and you have a great global reputation. So I think, Mary, that leads perfectly into your next question.
So just like Sharon was saying, you have a global reputation creating suits for the likes of royalty, Hollywood actors, world politicians, and even other fashion designers such as Tory Burch. Your Hall of Fame list on your website goes on and on. How does a small family-owned business end up making suits for all of these famous people?
And still keep its focus.
Yeah.
Because we are real, we're tangible, okay? And we're small. And I hesitate when I make comparisons because I'm not trying to negate anybody else's business. But it's very simple, the answer. You come to us, there's just us. There's nobody else. You know what I mean? You walk through the door, you get me and my father, okay? And my team and my tailor, you know what I mean? They, you just jumped into the swimming pool with us. We're all there in there with you. You get what I'm saying? It's not like you walk into another big organization and they've rolled out the red carpet for you and someone from their glass tower has come down and someone from their factory has come down and someone from their bullet shop has come down and they're putting on a facade for you and then after examining you and examining what you need, then they go run away into wherever they do work. And they do their work for you. For us, it doesn't work that way. We truly are a tailor shop. We don't have a factory, we have a workshop. There's no machinery. You walk in and it's raw. It's as raw as it comes. And anyone who's shopped with us will tell you that. You dive straight in. You know what I mean? We're an open kitchen. The way we deal with you, it's completely raw, it's completely off the cuff. You see it happening live. There's an allure for that. You know what I'm saying? Human beings want that, they desire that. In this day and age, they don't want the makeover or the paint over. You know what I mean? They want an experience. They're flying 8,000 miles.
It's okay? Really high
they
touch.
Want an experience. And it doesn't matter if they're the regular Joe or they're the Tory Burch. You know what I mean? All humans are like them, especially more so where they're used to having everything dressed up for them. And we are definitely no shop window, okay?
So we've got about a minute and a half left here. So I just want to ask you a final question. So we've shared with our listeners that you're in Hong Kong. So you're about 12 hours ahead of us. So it's the morning over there. We appreciate you being on the podcast, of course. But it sounds like you get up this early every morning, and you said the early bird catches the worm. The early bird catches the worm. But, you know, my question is, because I'm not a morning person, why do you do it? Why do you get up that early? Why is that important to you? What's the secret? Is that the secret to your success?
That is the secret to my success, getting up early. I guarantee you. Once I started this way of life over a decade ago, everything changed, and my success just multiplied. I get ahead of everyone, of everyone here. I get to speak to my clients in their time zone. I respond to emails before they check out of their work, whether they're in the United States or Europe. I get all my work done that I can through my iPhone, and then I concentrate on myself. So I go to the gym, or I go to do yoga, I go for a run, or I go for a swim, or I go for anything that I can possibly do. I get a lot of me time, okay? So I can never be starved of me time. And once I get all my work on my phone out of the way, and once I get my me time out of the way, then I've got my kids and my wife. And then I get to work, and my clients have me, okay? They have me in its fullest form, in my fullest form. I've ticked my boxes with my children, and that's filled me with love and motivation. I've ticked my box and time with my wife, okay? Which has made me feel great. I've had 70, 75 minutes of just me time. I can't ask for any more. I'm so blessed. And I've gotten all the garbage work on my iPhone out of the way. So when I get to work, I can be there for my clients who want me. You know what I mean? They've flown 8,000 miles to see me. I can be there for my team who need me to lead them. You know what I'm saying? I liberate them. I want them to be creative. I want them to be free. But ultimately, they can only do so knowing that I'm in their corner. And I get to be there for my children who want to do exciting things, who want to do stuff outside of the box. But they still fear, stuff falling to bits, and I'm there to erase that fear or to pick up the bits if they do fall apart. So the early bird catches the worm. Those are my words, and I make sure they get caught every morning every single day, 7 days a week.
Well, I have to say that is really good advice for a listening
audience.
Great
leadership.
I haven't necessarily wanted to get up that early in the morning, but you made a really good case for me to change that, I'll tell you. So I would like to thank Sharon and Rashawn Malawi for joining us today. So his contact information will be posted along with this podcast on our website, thesuccessfulmicropreneur.com. I also would highly recommend that if you are in the area or heading to Hong Kong, you definitely want to put this on your to-do list, because I would love to see that workroom in person. Wouldn't you, Sharon?
Oh, yeah. Let's go make our flights right now.
Okay. We'll work on that. So thank you for listening to the Successful Micropreneur Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher, like us on Facebook, and share our podcast link with all of your micro business owner friends. Thank you again for joining us today. My name is Mary McCarthy, owner of YMT Consultants, where starting a business is tough, failing a business is unnecessary.
The Successful Micropreneur Podcast is supported by YMT Consultants. Too often as micro business owners, we struggle with paying our bills, hiring employees, and even paying ourselves. YMT Consultants assists you in overcoming the challenges of business ownership. In fact, we guarantee growth results by partnering with you, holding you accountable, and growing you as a leader. If you or someone you know is struggling, stop and give us a call today at 614-602-6530.